This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. In addition to all the other breaking news, there's an indication over at Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's chosen vehicle for expressing what he used to express regularly on Twitter before being deplatformed. There's a suggestion very directly that he has just unleashed the first campaign ad for his presidential campaign of 2024. Is that timing an accident, or was that rushed into release because of the search of his home in Mar-a-Lago and the removal of key classified documents from his possession going into his safe? It's unclear how the FBI agents broke into the safe or whether they did so with the cooperation of members of the Trump House staff or members of his family who were there. The president himself, the former president, was not there. But with all that going on, we will take a look at that new campaign ad. The campaign ad is called A Nation in Decline. And basically, it's very well crafted, and it's about 4 minutes long. We will get to that. There's also some news from outside the United States and outside this entire matter of the future of Donald J. Trump and his future candidacy and what is going to happen with his now dispute with the FBI and the Justice Department. We will get to that. But a piece in the Wall Street Journal, which deserves attention and a lot of attention, according to U.S. estimates, Russia has suffered 70,000 to 80,000 casualties in the Ukraine war. That's the estimate of Colin Kahl, who is the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy at the Pentagon. That's what he said in a news briefing yesterday. In the days leading up to Russia's February 24th invasion, Western officials estimated that Russia staged about 150,000 troops near Ukraine's border. Now, if they're correct, half of those people have been either killed or wounded. Vladimir Putin's objectives at the beginning of the war, it's pretty remarkable considering that the Russians have achieved none of Vladimir Putin's objectives at the beginning of the war, so said Mr. Kahl. Russia's overall objective was to overrun the entire country, to engage in regime change in Kyiv, to snuff out Ukraine as an independent, sovereign, and democratic nation. None of that has happened. Despite these significant losses, Russia has avoided a full-scale mobilization, even as Russia's offensive has stalled. Mr. Putin continues to cast the conflict as a so-called special military operation, not a war. Still, several dozen Russian regions have created volunteer battalions for stealthily boosting manpower. Moscow has introduced a number of measures to reinforce its battle-depleted ranks, offering lucrative short-term contracts. Yeah, boy, there's a great way to make money. Go out and help Russia commit atrocities against civilians in Ukraine for a big payoff. Great. The Kremlin also is relying on Russian mercenary company Wagner Group to provide additional troops, according to UK's defense ministry, which said last month the group has lowered its recruitment standards and is hiring convicts. That's encouraging. In all, the Russian military is made up of roughly 900,000 troops. It is unclear whether the U.S. estimates count separate forces operating Russian-created statelets in the Donbass, the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. In March, Russia's official figure of troop deaths
was 1,351. That's back in March. It has not released an updated figure of any kind since that time. This actually goes to another piece, and it's a long and eloquent and thought-provoking piece, and it certainly is worth considering. It's a piece about the unwinding of the United States and its impact on the whole world. And a piece in The Atlantic that is written by Pablo Del Can. And they say in the piece that again and again, when Pablo Del Can writing, spoke with officials, diplomats, politicians, and aides in Britain and Europe over the past few weeks, the same message came back. And this is the unwinding of the United States. What they see is the U.S. falling apart. It's weighing on people's minds big time. One senior European official told me, speaking like most of those I interviewed on condition of anonymity to freely express their concerns, from outside the U.S., many now see in America only relentless mass shootings, political dysfunction, social division, and the looming presence of Donald Trump. All of this seems to add up in the collective imagination to an impression of a country on the brink, meeting all the conditions for a descent into civil unrest. They're not talking about a civil war. They're talking about civil unrest, which I guess you could say that in terms of people's fears, that's already arrived. And they bring out at the end a recollection of the way that Britain felt at the end of the Victorian era, when people like Rudyard Kipling were looking back at the height of British power and seeing that as a thing of the past. And he writes, the sense of foreboding now seems diffuse, everywhere and nowhere at the same time, not encapsulated in a single poem, but out there nonetheless in hushed diplomatic conversations happening all over Europe, as well as the regular Macron sermons, books, and even in the background of Hollywood movies, with Russia being held at bay in the Donbass, China being cautioned against invading Taiwan, and the dollar supreme, the American order today still looks dominant. And yet, lest we forget, the danger is surely that everything can be true at the same time. The U.S. remains extraordinarily powerful, but that does not mean its domestic dysfunction and violent social upheavals are irrelevant, incapable of distracting it from ordering the world. And what it says is that the greatest potential source of its disorder, and as long as that is the case, diplomats, officials, politicians, and the general public outside America are going to both obsess about America's collapse, whether out of genuine fear or hallucinatory projection, to be unable to do anything about it. And that's part of the point that he's making, is this has only increased the European feeling of helplessness because they are so conscious of how dependent they are on the United States. So that what we are going through in this country right now has impact not only on America and our future as Americans, but on the source of decency for the whole world. This is also primary day, and there's a particularly important primary in Wisconsin, because one of the issues in Wisconsin is it possible, even conceivable, to vote for a redo of the election of 2020? And there are two candidates, actually several candidates for various offices in Wisconsin right now, who are trying to win votes by saying, we're going to cancel Wisconsin's electoral votes that were cast 2 years ago. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show, there are all kinds of attacks on the FBI going on now, and most of the personnel who were members of the FBI, people like the Deputy Director McBride, like Director James Comey, like the agents Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, you remember them, all of those folks who were involved in the Mueller report and in the charges that ultimately were groundless of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government, all of those personnel of the FBI are gone. They cannot be involved with this situation. However, this doesn't prevent people from, like Steve Bannon, who, by the way, was pardoned by President Trump, and not for something involving his service for the Trump campaign. It was his phony charges of a phony fundraising scheme called We Build the Wall, which is really quite shameful when you read about it. But Steve Bannon was on Fox News again and made a comparison of our Federal Bureau of Investigation, which has played a very major role in helping to make America more safe from terrorist attack. Steve Bannon said this on Fox News, clip 8.
We're in a political and ideological war, and they've obviously weaponized the Justice Department, and this had to be approved by Ron Klain. This had to go up to the White House to be approved. Absolutely. Anybody saying it didn't is a liar. This had to go up the chain of command through Merrick Garland to Ron Klain at least, and Ray and these guys. But look, here's the thing. This is about pure power politics. They're absolutely scared to death about Trump. It can't be Mark Elias, the guy who laid out the entire effort to steal the 2020 election, or the Transition Integrity Project. He's tweeting right now all the U.S. code about documents and how to, you know, make sure you can't run for federal office again. They're absolutely petrified Trump's going to announce in the next couple of weeks, win the Republican nomination, win the White House. Now, here's what's incumbent upon everybody. The House leaders right now need to step up and recommit Jim Jordan. Full investigation. I think cutting off appropriations to the FBI to get to the bottom of this. Okay, this is going to continue on. The FBI right now is the Gestapo. The FBI is the Gestapo.
Okay, the FBI right now is the Gestapo. Really? And then there is this story, headline in the New York Times. It's based on a new book that is coming out. Reported by veteran White House reporters, and with the cooperation of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark A. Milley, and the former White House Chief of Staff, that would be General Kelly, who was both the Secretary of Homeland Security under Trump and the White House Chief of Staff. The lead paragraph, President Donald J. Trump told his top White House aide that he wished he had generals like the ones who had reported Adolf Hitler, saying they were totally loyal to the leader of the Nazi regime, according to a forthcoming book about the 45th president. Why can't you be like the German generals, Mr. Trump told General John Kelly, his chief of staff, preceding his question with an obscenity. According to an excerpt from The Divider, Trump in the White House by Peter Baker and Susan Glasser, published online by The New Yorker yesterday. The excerpt depicts Mr. Trump as deeply frustrated by his top military officials, whom he saw as insufficiently loyal or obedient to him. In the conversation with Mr. Kelly, which took place years before the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021, the author's right, the chief of staff told Mr. Trump that Germany's generals had tried to kill Hitler three times and almost pulled it off. Mr. Trump was dismissive, according to the excerpt, apparently unaware of the World War II history that Mr. Kelly, a retired four-star general, knew all too well. No, 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 Trump said. They were totally loyal to him, the president replied, according to the book's authors. In the version of history, in his version of history, the generals of the Third Reich had been completely subservient to Hitler. This was the model he wanted for his military. Kelly told Trump that there were no such American generals, but the president was determined to test the proposition. Much of the excerpt that's been published already focuses on General Mark A. Milley, who served as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the country's top military official under Mr. Trump. And after you are all losers, the president said to General Milley. Turning to Milley, Trump said, "Can't you just shoot them?" He was talking about the demonstrators in Washington on Lafayette Square during the unrest following the death of George Floyd. "Can't you just shoot them? Just shoot them in the legs or something." The author's right. After the National Guard and the police cleared the square, General Milley briefly joined the president and other aides in walking through the empty park so Mr. Trump could be photographed in front of a church on the other side. The author said that General Milley later considered his decision to join the president to be a misjudgment that would haunt him forever, a road to Damascus moment, as he would later put it. A week after that episode, General Milley wrote, but never delivered, a scathing resignation letter accusing the president he served of politicizing the military, ruining the international order, failing to value diversity, and embracing the tyranny, dictatorship, and extremism that members of the military had sworn to fight against. "It is my belief that you were doing great and irreparable harm to my country," the general wrote in the letter, which has not been revealed before, but was published in its entirety yesterday. General Milley wrote that Mr. Trump did not honor those who had fought against fascism and the Nazis during World War II. "It is now obvious to me that you don't understand that world order," General Milley wrote. "You don't understand what the war was all about. In fact, you subscribe to many of the principles that we fought against, and I cannot be party to that." Yet General Milley eventually decided to remain in office, he said, so he could ensure that the military could serve as a bulwark against an increasingly out-of-control president. That part of this newly released book. Look, it's is that what the investigators were trying to get at? This kind of thing regarding particularly January 6th? That's what Andrew McCarthy, former prosecutor, thinks, contributing editor at National Review. He will be joining us, coming right up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Small business confidence is growing for the first time since 2021. The Small Business Optimism Index increased by 0.4 points. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, but there are still some worries about the economy, including inflation. At the White House on Tuesday, President Joe Biden signed the CHIPS and Science Act into law. President Biden says it will create domestic jobs.
American company Micron is announcing today that because of this law, it's going to invest $40 billion over 10 years to build factories and special chips called memory chips that store information on your smartphone.
The president also forwarding the U.S. ratification of Finland and Sweden's applications to join NATO. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show. I'm very glad to speak to my friend and colleague Andrew McCarthy, who is a contributing editor at National Review and a fellow of the National Review Institute. He is a former chief assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. He is a distinguished prosecutor and a first-rate legal thinker and analyst. And Andy, before we go any further, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your commentary above anyone else's, frankly, on this matter of the so-called Mar-a-Lago raid. Because when it comes to trying to achieve some balance and perspective on this, I think you're doing a uniquely important public service. One of the points you make is this raid was not really about classified documents. It was about your ball.
Well, it's about January 6th. I so appreciate the kind words, Michael. I can't tell you how much. I just think that you can't separate out what happened yesterday from what has gone on for the last 6 weeks with the Justice Department clearly ratcheting up its investigation of the January 6th scenario and its effort to try to bring charges against Trump and some of his underlings arising out of that, which is to say to investigate that to see if there are charges that they can make. But 6 weeks ago or so, at the end of June, two of the lawyers who are connected to this whole thing, John Eastman and Jeffrey Clark, were subjected to search warrants by the FBI. There was no real reason to proceed by search warrant, but they did. They're obviously trying to make a statement that they're being aggressive about the investigation. On that occasion, the pretext they gave was that the Justice Department's Inspector General is investigating Clark, who is the Justice Department lawyer who worked with Trump on trying to suggest, or at least he was prepared to try to suggest to the states that the Justice Department believed that there was fraud in connection with the election. At the time that they did that, It was 18 months after Clark was no longer at the Justice Department. So the idea that, you know, the Justice Department is investigating him on an internal investigation, and this has nothing to do with January 6th, is about as plausible as saying today's or yesterday's raid at Mar-a-Lago had nothing to do with January 6th. And in between the search warrants for the lawyers and the search warrants for Trump, last week they issued two grand jury subpoenas to former Trump White House counsel. The head White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and his deputy, Patrick Philbin. And when the Justice Department issues subpoenas to lawyers, the obvious thing that comes up first thing to mind is the attorney-client privilege and executive privilege. And it's obvious that the Justice Department wouldn't have made issued those subpoenas if they weren't ready to litigate that, including if attorney-client privilege gets asserted to say that they think that's pierced by the crime-fraud exception, which would require showing that there was something potentially criminal about the communications involving Trump that they want to look at. So it's clear that they're looking at January 6th, but I think also they don't want to publicly say that is what they're doing, and they don't want to publicly suggest that they've gone to a court and said that they had probable cause that Trump is guilty of a January 6th crime. But I think that's the case they're trying to make.
Okay, why do they want to not? It would seem there's a lot of commentary on the conservative side that this is all a political stunt. It's an attempt to nullify Trump's new campaign to return to the presidency, which a lot of people are disputing. They're saying this will only redouble his resolve to run for president again. There's so much that's confusing here. The one point that I was making to listeners, Andrew, was that here the Democrats have spent millions of dollars trying to get Trumpian candidates nominated in various places, and actually working to put these people in place as Republican nominees because they think they'll be easy to beat. Why doesn't the same logic apply to Trump himself if the whole purpose here really is to stop his campaign?
Well, I think the logic does apply. First of all, I think, Michael, that let's say broadly Democrats or the left are not of one mind on this. I think that the establishment Democratic position is that Trump would be, if Trump is the candidate, that is Biden's best chance or the Democrats' best chance of retaining the White House in 2024.
Or you could say only chance.
Well, yeah, it's a long time from now to then, right?
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead.
But I'd also say that how do you make sure that Trump gets nominated? And I think the way you do it is you keep putting a thumb in the eye of the Trump base. What the Democrats need to do is get Trump nominated by Republicans. And I think every time they do something very provocative, the chance of that goes higher because there's a lot of energy and rage in the base. And what they want to do is get him nominated. I think the smarter ones, at least, what they want to do is get him nominated and then beat him in November because they don't think he can win a national election. And then I think there's and there has always been a progressive point of view that he needs to be prosecuted and disqualified. And that's the reason they pushed with the impeachment, which has a disqualification potential penalty back in January of 2021. It's why in the impeachment article they put Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which has a disqualification provision. And it's why I think they're going after this classified information offense, at least as a way of getting a search warrant, because if they decided to prosecute that, there's a provision in it that purports to disqualify federal officials from future office, from future federal office. Now, I think as a matter of constitutional law, that does not apply to the president, and they wouldn't be able to do that. But there has always been this undercurrent progressives who want him prosecuted and disqualified. So I don't think everyone's of one mind here, but they all want to make the case that he's unfit. I think they just, you know, they have different calculations about it.
Well, the whole idea of the president being unqualified, I've heard you make the case before. The Supreme Court has a whole series of decisions about adding qualifications that are not in the Constitution when you're talking about a constitutionally defined office, as the presidency very clearly is. But the prospect of having that being adjudicated in the midst of a campaign, that might not be the greatest advantage for President Trump, would it?
I think to the extent that his base takes it as a sign that the Democrats are so afraid of him they need to disqualify him because they know they can't beat him, that probably helps him politically. But, you know, you're to the extent that what you're saying is, you know, your guess is as good as mine, but we have very imperfect, this is so unprecedented, who knows how it will all roll out.
Okay, do you have a moment to continue the conversation?
Yeah, sure.
Terrific. We will be right back with Andrew McCarthy of National Review, former federal prosecutor. What's the best case analysis for Trump in all of this? For the Democrats in all of this and the Biden administration? And for the country, because, again, this is unprecedented. It came at a very significant anniversary, which we will talk about on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My pleasure and privilege to be speaking with Andrew McCarthy, who is a best-selling author. He's a contributing editor in National Review and a fellow at the National Review Institute. He's also a contributor to Fox News, where his voice is particularly welcome and important. He's also a former chief assistant U.S. attorney in New York City. And Andrew, one of the things about the timing of this raid, which has shaken up the entire world, I mean, it is unprecedented, it's new, it's different, it's strange, but one of the things is the timing is coming at the same time that there are revelations, or at least indications, that there was a problem at the Pentagon and at the Secret Service, which, along with the FBI, are American institutions that conservatives in particular have always trusted greatly and greatly and enthusiastically supported. But regarding the Pentagon and the Secret Service, the disappearance of a series of texts and correspondence regarding January 6th, is that part of the reason that you believe that that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, decided to move at this point because those other revelations were coming out about other potential wrongdoing at very high levels?
I think that can't be discounted. If I was asked to rank the likely reasons, I would probably lean on, number one, the political pressure that is being brought to bear on the Justice Department, particularly by the January 6th hearings that have gotten a lot of media coverage in places that the Democrats care about. There's been an awful lot of activity by the Justice Department at just the same time the January 6th hearings have been going on. I also have my cynical suspicions, Michael, that the timing of the raid or the execution of the search warrant, I shouldn't keep calling it a raid because people think that means it's illegal. This is an execution of the search warrant. But I think the timing may have something to do with the fact that the Congress is supposed to be out of town now as well. Not that the Democrats were going to convene hearings anytime soon to investigate what the Democratic Justice Department is doing, but I do think that it's not necessarily a coincidence that the Justice Department decided to mobilize when, Congress has basically put its work away and gone hither and yon. Are they concerned about about the possible destruction of evidence at the Pentagon and the FBI and other institutions? I'm sure they're very concerned about it. I don't know if that's going to mean they're going to step up the pace of their investigation, because I frankly don't know how much of this is for show, in order to try to show the left that they are, you know, on the case and conducting an aggressive investigation. And I don't know how much of it is real, that is, that they actually expect to find evidence that is going to put them over the top on the crimes that they're investigating. I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive, by the way, but there is a theatrical aspect to this.
What is the, if you're Merrick Garland, if you're Christopher Wray, what is the best possible outcome from this decision to serve this particular search warrant?
I think you find evidence that ties Trump in an actionable way to clear crimes related to the Capitol riot. Now, you asked me what the best scenario from their perspective is. From my perspective, I don't think they're going to make a violent crime case. And as I think you and I have talked about before, to me, violent crime is my bright line here, because I think these other charges that they're considering would be in a, would put the Justice Department in a position of appearing to criminalize a bogus legal theory, which is a road I don't think we want to go down. And it would really look like they were criminalizing or they were politicizing the Justice Department as a political weapon in electoral politics, which would be really bad. On the other hand, if they can find some evidence that ties Trump in an actionable way to violent crime, then I think everybody sensible would agree that that is a case that needs to be brought. I just don't think that evidence exists.
Would that violent crime that they were trying to tie Trump to, would that involve the attack on the Capitol building itself and the assault on over 140 police officers were hospitalized or treated at hospitals? Is that the kind of violent crime you're talking about, or something even more nefarious?
No, I think that's pretty nefarious, what you just described. And that's the evidence I don't think is there. The January 6th committee doesn't want to dwell on this. They don't even want to mention it. But Trump did say that he was hoping for a peaceful and patriotic march. He may not have meant it, you know, and he may not have been too terribly upset when the riot broke out, but the fact is he did say that, and that's a very tough thing for prosecutors trying to make a violent crime case against him. But I do think, Michael, that, you know, the federal statute that criminalizes assaults on federal officers doesn't require an actual battery. If you intimidate federal officials and you put them in imminent fear of bodily harm or real danger, that potentially is a violent crime, and they may be able to make that case. I wouldn't hold my breath, but it, to me, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Do you hold with, and it sounds like you do, and I think you probably speak for me on this as well, that there's a very good chance that this will accelerate the schedule of Trump announcing his candidacy?
I would say yes, were it not for the financial downsides of doing that, which may be considerable. If he were to announce his candidacy, the Republican National Committee, and I guess the official Republican money, will no longer help him cover his legal expenses, which could be immense. And it greatly compromises his ability to tap PAC money that he has amassed, which is considerable, because once he's a candidate, he's under the campaign financing restrictions. So there'd be a real financial downside to that. Trump's a guy who can raise money, so maybe he's not as worried about that as I might be if I was in the situation. But I think he would have to. There's a lot of downside to announcing early.
Jonathan Turley, who's also a contributor to Fox, asked the question, why didn't Merrick Garland ask for a special counsel? Would that have been even more controversial than this search of Mar-a-Lago?
Well, it certainly would have been it would have been newsworthy. It would have, I think, it would have bothered the left a lot if he had done that. Because, for example, the Trump administration, the Trump Justice Department, did not appoint a special counsel in connection with Hunter Biden, because they took the position that the conflict of interest would be the administration investigating itself, and that there isn't a similar conflict when the administration investigates people in the other party. Now, I get John's point that Trump is a potential, is not just another person in the other party, he's a potential rival of Biden in the upcoming election, and that may be why the White House is, you know, taking this strident position that Biden doesn't know anything, which is never too difficult to believe, that he hasn't had any conversations with Garland about this, that he doesn't get involved in the Justice Department, that the Justice Department is totally independent. Part of that may be to help Garland continue to make his record that the Biden Justice Department can investigate this without a conflict. But, I have an aversion to the institution of special counsel, and I don't think we should ever have them unless we have to. And this, to me, is not a situation where we have to.
Yeah, the last point here is you've worked with the FBI, obviously, as a federal prosecutor. Do you still have respect for this institution? Is it still an important part of our security?
I think yes, but I also think it needs a lot of work. I'd probably take away its national security mission.
Fascinating. We will continue the conversation. Andrew, thank you for the time. When we come back, there are actually revelations about a battlefield from long ago that changes the perspective, it seems to me, in an important way for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.